Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and we now enter like day, 547, not quite that long. It's like day 10 of the Bo Bichette saga. Now it feels like even more and more insiders are saying that this is, you know, almost surely going to happen. We're now a couple days removed from this, you know, this meeting that happened on Monday, virtual meeting. Good move, by the way, having the virtual meeting instead of the in-person meeting. when Manny Machado tried to sign in Philadelphia, he was bombarded by a construction guy outside the ballpark. That was really, really funny that the news cameras caught that. But yeah, they had this virtual meeting, and it feels like Bichette wants to be a Philly. He called it a first-class organization. If they can make the years work, he will be a Philadelphia Philly. So kind of really hoping this comes to fruition now. I think the biggest reason, I didn't cover this enough in yesterday's episode, that like this absolutely needs to happen, is this officially ends the narrative and ends the complaining from this fan base that they're just running it back on, you know, the Phillies are just running it back. Like, this team, as of right now, would not be running it back. Like, Adolis Garcia, you have a new right fielder, you're going to have a new center fielder, you're going to have a left fielder who should be platooning, but whatever, he's in left. I would like a platoon bat with Brandon Marsh. And you would have a new second baseman, probably a new catcher. Like, now you're talking about half of your starting lineup is different. Like, legitimately half of your starting lineup would be different, and like that needs to be genuinely, you know, recognized as, all right, now we're talking here. Like, now that's a real offseason. Now we're talking about an offseason that we can all be proud of as Phillies fans, an offseason where we can all say to ourselves, like, they made a real impact. They got rid of Schramm in the bullpen, and clearly they didn't like his, you know, persona in the clubhouse. Like, now we can officially say, like, this was a real offseason by Dave Dombrowski. And we, if the team fails next year and falls short next year against the Dodgers or whoever, like, now we can finally say to ourselves, like, they gave it a real shot. And they gave this thing a real go at it. So I would genuinely very much, very, very much appreciate if we could get Bo Bichette in a Phillies uniform. I think he does so much, not just like in the lineup, but just like for this clubhouse. It's new blood. It's legitimate new blood. It's the first legitimate like core new blood since you acquired Turner. I think this would be a legitimate influx of energy, a legitimate influx of, you know, a new jersey you can see down at the ballpark when you're there. And once again, is the only thing in Phillies land. It feels like we're all just waiting for Bo Bichette to officially become a Phil and become, you know, what this team is really looking for. And so it would be awesome if they could get him. I think they are, once again, you know, the number two team in the National League if they do it. I think you'll see their odds reflect that. Not that they're super low as of right now, but I think that this would be a massive, massive, massive addition to this baseball team, and that's what you got to hope happens. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and we now enter, like, day, 547, not quite that long. It's like day 10 of the Bo Bichette saga. Now it feels like even more and more insiders are saying that this is, you know, almost surely going to happen. We're now a couple days removed from this, you know, this meeting that happened on Monday, virtual meeting. Good move, by the way, having the virtual meeting instead of the in-person meeting. when Manny Machado tried to sign in Philadelphia, he was bombarded by a construction guy outside the ballpark. That was really, really funny that the news cameras caught that. But yeah, they had this virtual meeting, and it feels like Bichette wants to be a Philly. He called it a first-class organization. If they can make the years work, he will be a Philadelphia Philly. So kind of really hoping this comes to fruition now. I think the biggest reason, I didn't cover this enough in yesterday's episode, that like this absolutely needs to happen, is this officially ends the narrative and ends the complaining from this fan base that they're just running it back on, you know, the Phillies are just running it back. Like, this team, as of right now, would not be running it back. Like, Adolis Garcia, you have a new right fielder, you're going to have a new center fielder, you're going to have a left fielder who should be platooning, but whatever, he's, you know, he's in left. I would like a platoon bat with Brandon Marsh. And you would have a new second baseman, probably a new catcher. Like, now you're talking about half of your starting lineup is different. Like, legitimately half of your starting lineup would be different. And like, that needs to be genuinely, you know, recognized as, all right, now we're talking here. Like, now that's a real offseason. Now we're talking about an offseason that we can all be proud of as Phillies fans, an offseason where we can all say to ourselves, like, they made a real impact. They got rid of Schramm in the bullpen, and clearly they didn't like his, you know, persona in the clubhouse. Like, now we can officially say, like, this was a real offseason by Dave Dombrowski. And we, if the team fails next year and falls short next year against the Dodgers or whoever, like, now we can finally say to ourselves, like, they gave it a real shot. And they gave this thing a real go at it. So I would genuinely very much, very, very much appreciate if we could get Bo Bichette in a Phillies uniform. I think he does so much, not just like in the lineup, but just like for this clubhouse. It's new blood. It's legitimate new blood. It's the first legitimate like core new blood since you acquired Turner. I think this would be a legitimate influx of energy, a legitimate influx of, you know, a new jersey you can see down at the ballpark when you're there. And once again, is the only thing in Phillies land. It feels like we're all just waiting for Bo Bichette to officially become a Phil and become, you know, what this team is really looking for. And so it would be awesome if they could get him. I think they are, once again, you know, the number two team in the National League if they do it. I think you'll see their odds reflect that. Not that they're super low as of right now, but I think that this would be a massive, massive, massive addition to this baseball team, and that's what you got to hope happens. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and we now enter, like, day, I don't know, 547. Not quite that long, but it's like day 10 of the Bo Bichette saga. Now it feels like even more and more insiders are saying that this is, you know, almost surely going to happen. We're now a couple days removed from this meeting that happened on Monday, virtual meeting. Good move, by the way, having the virtual meeting instead of the in-person meeting. When Manny Machado tried to sign in Philadelphia, he was bombarded by a construction guy outside the ballpark. That was really, really funny that the news cameras caught that. But yeah, they had this virtual meeting, and it feels like Bichette wants to be a Philly. He called it a first-class organization. If they can make the years work, he will be a Philadelphia Philly. So kind of really hoping this comes to fruition now. I think the biggest reason, I didn't cover this enough in yesterday's episode, that like this absolutely needs to happen, is this officially ends the narrative and ends the complaining from this fan base that they're just running it back on, you know, the Phillies are just running it back. Like, this team, as of right now, would not be running it back. Like Adolis Garcia, you have a new right fielder, you're gonna have a new center fielder, you're gonna have a left fielder who should be platooning, but whatever. He's, you know, he's in left. I would like a platoon bat with Brandon Marsh. And you would have a new second baseman, probably a new catcher. Like now you're talking about half of your starting lineup is different. Like legitimately half of your starting lineup would be different. And like that needs to be genuinely, you know, recognized as, all right, now we're talking here. Like now that's a real offseason. Now we're talking about an offseason that we can all be proud of as Phillies fans, an offseason where we can all say to ourselves, like, they made a real impact. They got rid of Schramm in the bullpen, and clearly they didn't like his, you know, persona in the clubhouse. Like, now we can officially say, like, this was a real offseason by Dave Dombrowski. And we, if the team fails next year and falls short next year against the Dodgers or whoever, like, now we can finally say to ourselves, like, they gave it a real shot. And they gave this thing a real go at it. So I would genuinely very much, very, very much appreciate if we could get Bo Bichette in a Phillies uniform. I think he does so much, not just like in the lineup, but just like for this clubhouse. It's new blood. It's legitimate new blood. It's the first legitimate like core new blood since you acquired Turner. I think this would be a legitimate influx of energy, a legitimate influx of, you know, a new jersey you can see down at the ballpark when you're there. And once again, is the only thing in Phillies land. It feels like we're all just waiting for Bo Bichette to officially become a Phil and become, you know, what this team is really looking for. And so it would be awesome if they could get him. I think they are once again, you know, the number two team in the National League if they do it. I think you'll see their odds reflect that. Not that they're super low as of right now, but I think that this would be a massive, massive, massive addition to this baseball team, and that's what you got to hope happens. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and we now enter like day, I don't know, 547, not quite that long. It's like day 10 of the Bo Bichette saga. Now it feels like even more and more insiders are saying that this is, you know, almost surely going to happen. We're now a couple days removed from this meeting that happened on Monday, virtual meeting. Good move, by the way, having the virtual meeting instead of the in-person meeting. when Manny Machado tried to sign in Philadelphia, he was bombarded by a construction guy outside the ballpark. That was really, really funny that the news cameras caught that. But yeah, they had this virtual meeting, and it feels like Bichette wants to be a Philly. He called it a first-class organization. If they can make the years work, he will be a Philadelphia Philly. So kind of really hoping this comes to fruition now. I think the biggest reason, I didn't cover this enough in yesterday's episode, that like this absolutely needs to happen, is this officially ends the narrative and ends the complaining from this fan base that they're just running it back on, you know, the Phillies are just running it back. Like, this team, as of right now, would not be running it back. Like Adolis Garcia, you have a new right fielder, you're going to have a new center fielder, you're going to have a left fielder who should be platooning, but whatever. He's, you know, he's in left. I would like a platoon bat with Brandon Marsh. And you would have a new second baseman, probably a new catcher. Like now you're talking about half of your starting lineup is different. Like legitimately half of your starting lineup would be different. And like that needs to be genuinely, you know, recognized as, all right, now we're talking here. Like now that's a real offseason. Now we're talking about an offseason that we can all be proud of as Phillies fans, an offseason where we can all say to ourselves, like, they made a real impact. They got rid of Schramm in the bullpen, and clearly they didn't like his, you know, persona in the clubhouse. like now we can officially say like this was a real offseason by Dave Dombrowski. And we, if the team fails next year and falls short next year against the Dodgers or whoever, like now we can finally say to ourselves, like they gave it a real shot and they gave this thing a real go at it. So I would genuinely very much, very, very much appreciate if we could get Bo Bichette in a Phillies uniform. I think he does so much, not just like in the lineup, but just like for this clubhouse. It's new blood. It's legitimate new blood. It's the first legitimate like core new blood since you acquired Turner. I think this would be a legitimate influx of energy, a legitimate influx of, you know, a new jersey you can see down at the ballpark when you're there. And once again, is the only thing in Phillies land. It feels like we're all just waiting for Bo Bichette to officially become a Phil and become, you know, what this team is really looking for. And so it would be awesome if they could get him. I think they are once again, you know, the number two team in the National League if they do it. I think you'll see their odds reflect that. Not that they're super low as of right now, but I think that this would be a massive, massive, massive addition to this baseball team, and that's what you got to hope happens.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.